Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Hey. You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, broadcasting on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
Mine is Jamie. I tapped the mic.
Whoa, you're not just supposed to hit the mic.
Just like they taught you in radio school.
Yeah, they definitely say touch the mic. And once it starts making noise, definitely keep touching it.
Yeah, people love mic noise.
Yeah. That's why you tune in to the Vancouver Mic Tape to hear all the clanging and banging. But also, the Vancouver Mixtape is another version of this show, the real one, where we talk about local music. And we're back. We've been, you know, it's summer. We've been in and out, mostly out. But today we have a whole bunch of music to play for you. So we're going to get right into that, I think. Unless, Jamie, do you have any big updates you want to let strangers and friends and other people who might be listening know?
Not even one single update,
wow.
Jesse.
Wow.
Okay. Not even a single one.
Well, so I realized today as I was, to pull back the curtain a little bit, I am going to talk a little bit, I guess, when we're prepping the show. Jamie and I, believe it or not, do our prep separately.
I know, it's wild. It's
weird. We each plug a bunch of songs into a playlist, and then the show seems to be kind of like a Battle Royale or Hunger Games style fight for the, maybe it's more musical chairs, I guess, to
we're
fight for the number of seats available.
We're both quite bloodied by the end
of
the
usually.
Show.
Yeah. And I realized that by virtue of being the one pushing the buttons, so again, listener, now you know if something sounds really bad or really great, all my fault. Sometimes Jamie, but
never me.
These days,
the mic clanging, definitely Jesse.
Me. Definitely me. Oh yeah, that was me for sure. Anyway, because I'm the one who pushes the buttons and pushes play, I usually start with like what I got on the playlist. And I thought maybe this time we could start with one of your songs, Jamie. Why don't you pick one of yours and tell me what it is and why we're playing it.
Okay, we're going to kick things off with a band we play here all the time on the mixtape. We're going with Hollow Twin and their brand new single. It's called Better Before. It came out last week before. It's only been out for like maybe 10 days. And it signals a bit of a change aesthetically for the band, as they've done a bit of a lineup switch. M is no longer in the group. Instead, Alex from other local favorite bands like Malk or Dead Soft. Not sure if you've heard of either of those. You remember Malk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, he has since joined the group, and while they retain a lot of the retro, old, classic pop kind of sound. It's definitely a little less haunting and more. It's got a little bit more of a pop, a little more of a hook to it, and it's got a little more of a boppiness to it. And this is the debut single of the latest version of Hollow Twin.
Just ask, can we get on a call? backpack. Drive away in a car I have to give back. I've never been known for my scene stealing. Girl from the North Country free willing. I've never left such a beautiful view. I've never loved somebody quite like you.
What You Gave by Pine Barren here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Cool pop rock. Before that, we had 40th Floor by Blue Jay from a new record called Deep in the Fade, and that was kicked off by the newest song from the new incarnation of Hollow Twin. It was Better Before. Jamie, you the last track we played, The Pine Barren, that was also a Jamie selection.
Yeah, they're a fun little pop group out of Lower Mainland. Played a show with them way back in December and really enjoyed their set. Like, the bands that embrace, like, guitar-based rock with big hearty synths and delay pedals will never not be boring to me. Just, your boy loves a good delay on a guitar matched with a synthesizer and a poppy hook. Look, I am who I am. And yeah, no, it's a really like clean, crisp sound, and they're really solid songwriters, and I think they do a good job of making shiny pop music in a scene, at least that we have certainly triumphed the less clean and the less shiny.
Although, I mean, these days we're
sellouts.
We're playing sellouts. Almost as much pop as anything else. However, I am going to take us in a less accessible direction.
Get me grimy!
It's not going to be grimy. It's still going to be pretty pristine.
Get me pristine!
But what I want to do is take a turn into the newest upcoming record from, a band that does something that is underrepresented in Vancouver's sort of independent rock scene. I think it's tough to do what they do because it's not necessarily always seen as cool, you know? It might be seen as nerdy or weird, but the progressive rock stalwarts of Yep
Yes
have a new record called Reprimand that is out in September. And we've got a track called Waters of March from that said record. And you are going to hear it right now. So enjoy the wonderful progressive rock stylings of Yep.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of the stuff. It's the little alone. It's the sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. Oh,
There.
was Swallows by History of Gunpowder off of their upcoming record, Swallows.
Title track.
Title track. We love a good title track.
We're all about title tracks.
Before that, we had Grimm with Your Head is a House That You Live In Your Whole Life. And before that, we had